This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. This morning we bring you another fabulous show filled with guests, explainers, complainers, opinions and just a little bit of gossip. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. An eclectic mix of local and national news, current affairs and lifestyle stories, all framed within a queer perspective. We don't have a swimming pool, we don't get a sports grant, we don't have any government funding, but we're working on it. I'm Macca and my co-host this morning is Tass.
Good morning.
It's Saturday, Macca. The 29th of February 2020, Tass. Now, what happens on these leap days? What's something you're allowed to... Is that where women are allowed to... In the old-fashioned world, women were allowed to ask men to marry them?
I've got no idea.
I think it was. And
I know is an extra day and it has a massive impact on your payroll.
It does. And I'm going to do... I haven't done a call-out for a while. You know whose birthday it is? He only has one every 4 years. Is Big Daddy.
Is that right, Macca?
It's Big Daddy's birthday. So
I actually don't know anybody who celebrates their birthday on the 29th of February.
Yeah, well, he gets lots of presents.
So what, he's about 8 years old?
Yeah. I think he might be 12. 12 or 13, yes. There you go. Well, actually, no, it's just the birthday.
No, 12 times 4 makes it 48, 48, Macca. No, he might be like 18.
I think he's at least 14.
Right, okay.
There we go.
Anyway, happy birthday, Big
happy
Daddy.
Happy birthday, Big Daddy.
Hey, Macca, I've got a bit of a fun fact for you.
Ooh.
Guess what occurs on every leap year?
You eat a donut?
Well, I didn't know this, but the Olympic Games are held.
Oh, every 4 years. Yes, every leap year, yeah.
How's that?
I know.
Of course, they may not happen this year.
They may not.
That's very contentious, isn't it? Hey, Macca, what was your highlight this week?
I think the Chinese swimmer who was... banned from competition for 8 years, not for cheating. What he was banned for was tampering with a sample. Let's get that clear. He's not banned for drug use. He's banned for tampering with a sample.
That's a bit like a certain minister losing their job for having the wrong membership at the wrong time, as opposed to fiddling away.
Well, that's actually tampering with the ministerial rules.
There you go.
Yeah. So,
And your low light for the week, Macca?
Well, no, that's still the low light. So Caulfield Grammar, that actually got a huge amount of funding, $20-odd million for a new swimming centre. You know, it's a poor school, you know, they don't have much money or, you know. And look, I went to a private school. I do think there's an argument for a level of funding to private schools commensurate, you know, some, you know, state schools should get the majority of the funding. Because remember, the parents do pay tax. Yes, they make a decision. But anyway, Caulfield Grammar has a brand new swimming centre that it's been put about that it was going to be named after Matthew Horton. But, you know, Caulfield Grammar has a campus in China, and they haven't named it after Matthew Horton because they of the fear that it might impact on their China business. What a bunch of piss weak people.
Piss weak. Watch your language, mate.
No, piss weak.
Maka.
Right? So, what they should do is perhaps they should actually name the chemical lab after the swimmer.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.